to me, Wonderstruck is one of those magical films that's a rare find among big screen blockbusters. It's as if the film whisks you away and plants you among the chapters of a great book. Wonderstruck is actually based on a book of the same name, a 2011 young adult fiction novel written and illustrated by Brian Selznick, who also wrote the screenplay for the film. Selznick is best known for his debut novel and Caldecott Award winner, The Invention of Hugo Cabret. Wonderstruck, like Hugo, which was also adapted for a film in 2011 by Martin Scorsese, is a story filled with elaborate illustrations coupled with a captivating narrative that seamlessly comes to life on the screen. Wonderstruck tells the tale of two 12-year-olds, Ben and Rose, who live parallel lives 50 years and hundreds of miles apart. Ben's story begins in rural Minnesota in 1977. Ben, played by Oakes Fegley, lives with his aunt after his single mother, Elaine, played in a cameo appearance by Michelle Williams, dies in an auto accident. Through flashback scenes of Ben and Elaine, we find out that Ben doesn't know anything about his father's identity despite his constant inquiry. One stormy evening, while rummaging through his mother's belongings, Ben finds a book about New York's Museum of Natural History, which contains an inscription from a man named Danny and a mysterious bookmark from a bookstore in New York City. Ben rushes to the phone to dial the number on the bookmark when a bolt of lightning suddenly travels through the phone and shocks Ben, who is left with a hearing loss. We meet Rose in an outstanding debut performance by Millicent Simmons of Bountiful, Utah, in Hoboken, New Jersey, in 1927. Rose was born deaf and is being raised by her single and very strict father, played by James Urbanek. Resisting her father's orders to learn sign language, Rose would much rather spend time watching silent films featuring her favorite star, Lillian Mayhew, played by Julianne Moore. In a matching storyline, both Ben and Rose run away to New York City, Ben in hopes of finding his father while Rose searches for Mayhew. Both find their way into the Museum of Natural History, and it's from there that Ben and Rose begin to discover their connection, which is told in alternating scenes. Silent, black and white for Rose, and bright 70s Technicolor for Ben. The remaining details of their connection are best left to discover by watching the movie. Director Todd Haynes, whose most recent film was the period drama Carol, masterfully brings Selznick's screenplay to life through carefully curated scenes, exceptional performances, and the stunning backdrop of New York City. Running 117 minutes and rated PG for thematic elements and smoking, Wonderstruck is a magical film for both children and adults, which is slated to be screened at the Park City Film Series December 22nd through 24th. Wonderstruck is truly a movie to cherish and not to miss. This is Linda Jager with a KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series.